FM's Ben and Christy. Podcasting now. Telstra Stores, 3rd Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza. 104.9 Star FM.
We love this girl. Very special guest. Her latest single, Gladiator, is available now to purchase. You might know who I'm talking about. She was on X Factor last Monday performing this single live. It went straight to number 7 on iTunes. It is the one, the only Dummy
M. Yay!
Hey, Dummy M. How are you going?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're great. How was it back to be on the X Factor stage? Was it a bit surreal? Because obviously, you know, there's less pressure to be up on the stage versus last year. But was it a bit weird?
I think I felt more pressure just
because. No, really?
Oh, I don't. You know, like going back to this place, you know, like, and you kind of remember the smell of the blaze and that atmosphere.
It's what's
like,
the smell, Dummy?
Yeah, what does it smell like?
Just, I don't know, like you smell like lots of hairspray and like, and yeah. dust and yes. it's just, and then that brings back all these memories
yeah.
and it's like, it just made me so kind of emotional and nervous just by being there.
Yeah, I bet.
Talking about your latest single, yeah. Dummy, Gladiator, huge song, loved it when we saw it on The X Factor last Monday. But the term Gladiator, do you remember that show from like, it would have been the early
90s?
Gladiator
yeah.
on Channel 7?
Oh, I've heard about it.
Dummies. Have you not seen it?
No, I mean, I was in Korea until 98, so I looked at
you
it and I was
like, you would
have
missed it.
I missed it, damn.
Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of things that you've missed from the 90s, but Gladiator's got to be right up there. But because you haven't seen it and you've only seen a photo, let us describe it to you. It was like the corniest game show you've ever seen. It was kind of like, it was really physical. They would get the contestant to go through this life-size course. And there was gladiators along the way that would stop them getting through certain points. And one of them actually included this big giant bomby knocker where you had to like knock people off their perch.
Right. Was it like a reality TV
It kind
show?
Of was.
Sort of was. You'd go on what it and then just everyday people would just try to run the gauntlet almost against all these gladiators with names like Beast and Vulcan.
Right. Like, I saw the picture. They're all wearing these like weird wrestling
Yeah, outfits. like the wrestling
mankinis.
Suits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There were a few.
I reckon they were stuffing jocks down the front of all the stuff there, man.
They were. Seriously. Yeah, it sounds like you've really missed out. We're not doing it justice. But if you did have a big, giant blow-up bomby knocker like they did on the show and you could hit anybody over the head with it, it's not going to cause them any permanent damage. Who would you do it to? If you were on the set of Gladiator, who would you knock off the perch with the bomby knocker?
I don't know.
Someone that drives you nuts a little bit.
I don't know.
Maybe your hubby when he leaves the toilet seat up.
I told you once. I wasn't going to say anything. No, he's sitting right behind me, so I won't say anything except maybe when he accidentally farts. I don't know.
You're the old, oops, didn't mean to force that one out. Yeah, I get in trouble for that too. I've got to say pardon me now at my place all the time.
Oh, no, if it's so often, like you can't keep pardoning yourself. There's no excuse.
It's very often.
Yeah.
Your poor husband sitting there as he's spilling the beans about this is awesome.
I'm sorry.
Dummy, looking back at last year, Taylor Henderson obviously was the runner-up against yourself. You taken out X Factor last year. And Taylor Henderson was only recently, he played here on the border over the weekend.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
it was amazing.
And to celebrate his arrival, he's got a love for Mars Bar Pods. We got a local patissier, Jeffrey Michael, on board and made him a footy-sized Mars Bar Pod, right?
You know Pods?
Really?
Like the
wow.
chocolate
He loves Pods.
Oh, does he? He's always tweeting about it and putting it on Instagram, and that's when we saw it, Dummy, and we're like, next time we have a chat with Taylor Henderson, let's plan a surprise for him. So, yeah, we presented him with his gigantic pod a couple of days ago, and he loved it.
Oh, wow. I should post stuff like, you know,
I know.
Max Brenner and ice creams. And
but that's our question.
Just in case.
But that's our question. Like, we've done that for Taylor Henderson. I mean, if you could have a giant whatever, like he's got a giant pod, what are you going to go with?
I would have,
anything.
Anything.
It can be anything. Sky's the limit, man.
I could have, like, a giant Max Brenner any day of my life, of anything. A chocolate sundae. Oh my gosh.
A giant, what was the first one? A maxi what?
Max Brenner.
Max Brenner. Like don't you know Max Brenner?
It's a chocolate.
Like a chocolate cafe.
I've been living on a rock.
Like,
I don't know what that is.
Fondue and they make like chocolate waffles.
Oh, sounds decent.
If we do a giant chocolate waffle, does that mean you'll come to Aubrey to visit us?
Yeah.
Of course I would.
This is bribery, but hey, I'm not ashamed.
I don't care. Like, I'll come.
Promise you.
Seriously. Yes.
Bring the voice, bring the hubby, rock out here on the border, and whatever giant food, we'll make it happen.
And we'll bring the giant waffles, yeah?
Yeah, oh my gosh. Noah's going to make me go anyway because he loves them too.
Oh, you've got a deal. You've got a deal.
Dami, before we do let you go this morning, you have got a forthcoming studio album set for release later this year with your massive hit single out at the moment, Gladiator. More of that sort of stuff to come, or what's the go, Dami?
I like the theme that's been, you know, going for me. You know, I had Super Love and Gladiator. It's all like kind of superhero-ish.
Yeah, Supergirl,
theme.
Man.
So I wanted to keep doing something that kind of powerful, empowering listeners and, you know, people like me, you know, who didn't really have confidence, but now I have, you know, the confidence to go and say, hey, I'm going to be awesome and all of that. And yeah, but then the album, you know, I have space for more kind of subtle and softer ballads and medium tempo and all of that. So yeah, so that's, I have to come up with a title still. I've got the songs.
Do you want help?
Ready. But, yeah, help me. Throw some ideas.
I'm going to call
Super Love Gladiator.
I'm going to call it Super Dami.
Yeah, Super Dami.
Super Dami. I can Super see Dami. It now. And you're on the front, really? Like, dressed as Wonder Woman or whatever.
Oh, wow.
What okay. about? What
I'll,
about?
I'll just, take an, that into
just an idea. Just an idea.
All right. I've got Dami.
I don't know if my label will like it.
I don't think so.
Dami Im. Simply delicious.
Oh! And on that note, we're out.
We're going to go. We're getting wrapped up.
Bye.
Okay. No, on a serious note, everyone, Dami Im, we love you. You're a powerhouse. Everyone get on this. New single, Gladiator, is huge and it's available to now to purchase. Dami Im, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
That's it from Star FM's Ben and Christy. But if you want more, tune in weekday mornings or listen to the next podcast at 1049starfm.com.au. Telstra Stores, 10th Street, Albury and Wodonga Plaza, 1049 Star FM.